Today is the first majlis of this Ta'lim year. May Allah Ta'ala grant istiqamat, Allah Ta'ala grant sihat and afiyat, so that we can continue for the rest of the year, inshallah al-Aziz. The Ta'lim that we pass on in our majalis is not our personal Ta'lim. It has been taken from our mashayikh, and it's their ta'lim handed over to us, which we are explaining in our words so that all of us can understand, trying to simplify everything so it becomes easy to understand. I have found that there's great barakah, there's great anwar in the malfuzat of our akabirin. Even after their demise also, what they have left behind is a legacy full of noor. So I like to stick to that, so that I can benefit and we all can benefit. So I will just give you some from the majlis, some words from the majlis of my Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Qamru Zaman Sahab, Damat Barakatu. Hazrat mentioned, and also I've seen one of the majlis also of Shah Rasulullah Rahmatullah Ali, so I'll give some points from there as well. Hazrat Maulana Qamru Zaman Sahab, Damat Barakatu, whom in one of his majlis he said, Jaan lo ke tum Allah ke milk mein ho. Know that you are in the ownership of Allah Ta'ala. That here when we came on this earth, we have now sold our lives, sold our wealth, and Allah has purchased it from us. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned that in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. That surely I have purchased from the believers their wealth, their lives in exchange of Jannah. So when a person purchases something, then he becomes the owner of it. And once he becomes the owner of it, that means now there is no space left for us to make tadbir. We can't plan anymore. That planning now, how can we do if we ourselves don't belong to our own selves, belongs to Allah Ta'ala? So how can we plan and make tadbir and make our own decisions? No, you can't do that, because we are not malik of anything. Allah is malik of everything. All decision making will be by Allah Ta'ala. All tadabir will be by Allah Ta'ala. Tujhe tadbir ka istihqaq nahi. You don't have the right to make tadbir in this world. Only Allah can do that. We can't make munazara with Allah Ta'ala. We can't have a debate with Allah Ta'ala. We can't make munazara with Allah Ta'ala. We can't have arguments with Allah Ta'ala. Nahi. Apne aap ko Allah ke supur kar do. Hand yourself totally over to Allah Ta'ala. Hand yourself over. And isi mein chain hai. Hazrat says, once we hand ourselves over to Allah Ta'ala, that's when we're going to get peace. Until we don't hand ourselves with Allah Ta'ala, and we keep on debating Him, arguing with Him, questioning His decision making, there'll never be peace. No amount of money is going to bring the peace. Because now we're grappling. We want to be in control. But we can't be in control, because Allah is in control. So now that grapple is going to carry on. So where the peace is going to come from? Stop it. Hand yourself over to Allah Ta'ala. Then see what chain we get. Then see what peace we will get on this earth. Hazrat narrates the story of Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham, Rahmatullah Alayhi. Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayh, he was a king. So one day he missed his ma'amulat, his zikr that he makes every day, he missed the zikr. So in the morning when he got up, he was very upset, very uneasy that I missed my ma'amulat. Allah Ta'ala ka karna tha that for the next 3 days when he slept, he never even get up for fajr namaz. His farz also became qada. For 3 days his farz became qada. Now can you imagine a person who was lamenting missing his ma'amulat, ends up missing farz namaz for 3 days, fajr for 3 days. So what anguish in his heart that he must have felt, that very namaz qaza ho gayi, that I missed my farz namaz. That's why my Hazrat says, never make a claim over anything we don't know when Allah can snatch it away from us. No matter what we achieve, no matter how much ilm we have, how much amal we have, but never make no da'wah. Never make that claim. At which point Allah can snatch it away from us, we can't even say. That's why always be humble. Always be humble. Then he says, he heard a hatif al-ghaybi, unseen voice. And in that unseen voice, a person said to him, har khata se karte hai hum dar guzar. Har khata se hum karte hai dar guzar. That we will forgive every sin that takes place on this earth. Har khata se karte hai dar guzar. Har khata se karte hai hum dar guzar. Har magar e'raa se hum se sakhtar. But one thing we won't forgive, and that is that person that turns away from us. Every sin he makes, we will forgive him. But that person that shows his back to Allah Ta'ala, shows Allah, I'm not in need of you, I don't have ihtiyaj of you, he turns his back to Allah Ta'ala, such a person says, Allah Ta'ala says, har magar e'ra se hum se sakht. That is very severe. That we won't just forget that. Person who makes a'raaf from us, turns his back away from us. Reh gayi ta'at, tum se bakhsh di. When it came to the ta'at, we have forgiven you. Your namaz got qada, you never do it intentionally. It was unintentional. You never do it ikhtiyari torpor, you slept away without the need of getting up in the morning. It wasn't like that. It was because you were overwhelmed. You had made sure that the neen that overpowered you and you had no control of that. So your namaz became qada, but you never do it intentionally, so we have forgiven that part of it. Allah Ta'ala sent Hatif al-Ghaybi to Ibrahim bin Adham. And then Allah Ta'ala told him, hukam huwa ki ab banda ban jao. Now become a slave unto Allah. Now become a slave unto Allah. Sabak to mil gaya. He got sabak. That no matter what we accomplish, must attribute it to Allah Ta'ala. We don't know where that can be taken away at any time. So therefore, when Allah Ta'ala gives nek tawfiq, attribute it to Him. Never be proud. Never have riya, as Hazrat mentioned in the kitab. Always be humble. Always look down. And the truth of the matter is that every one of us, there is always scope for improvement. A person who feels that I am sahib e kamal and there's no scope left for improvement. So Hazrat Shah Wasiullah rahmatullah, he says, According to the Ahlullah, ye bahut bara aib hai. Very big fault it is. For a person to consider himself to be kamil, that in the eyes of the Ahlullah, that is a grave crime. That. Because what does that mean now? I am kamil. It means there's no scope left for him. So you can't go higher. So you're going to start coming downwards. There's no more heights to climb. You see? So Shah Wasila Rahmatullah Ali, he mentioned, Hazrat Maulana Thazur Rahmatullah Ali, I think, saw a dream. And in the dream it was said, کہ ان کی تکمیل کرا دو ان کا انتقال ہو گیا ہے ان کی تکمیل کرا دو میک اس تکمیل ٹیک ہم ٹو دی اینڈ خواب ہی میں نے کہا کہ یا اللہ ان کی تکمیل کیسے کروں تکمیل اس کی ہو سکے جو سمجھے کہ ہم ناقص ہیں how can I make his تکمیل I can only make تکمیل of that person who considers himself to be deficient. اور جو خود اپنے کو کامل سمجھتا ہو اس کے کیسے تکمیل کرو person considers himself to be perfect 100% nothing wrong with me so what scope is left for improvement how can we make his تکمیل that's why حضرت says بہت ہی زیادہ ماشاءاللہ صلی اللہ that it is very difficult to tell a ناقص person you ناقص Very difficult. ناقص کو کہنا کہ تم ناقص ہو یہ بہت مشکل ہے to say that a person you deficient sir there's many problems in you we can see that's very hard for a person to accept that so nowadays we only like praises no? when somebody keeps on praising us then we say very good person one ustad who makes dot jokes say very nice ustad that ustad who makes our islah Not nice to start. See, we only like praises. Our nafs like that. Isn't it? Subject and... So he says, one person came. one person came. And he came with all his murids by the sheikh. So the sheikh told him, تم کچھ بھی نہیں ہو. You're nothing. So then he went to all his murids. Normally they come to the whole entourage to show کہ دیکھو میرے ساتھ کتنے متبعین ہیں. How many followers I have? See, I came with my whole kafla and came to show ہم کتنے مضبوط ہیں. Sheikh کے پاس پہنچے. Sheikh نے کہا کیا کہا? کہ تم کچھ بھی نہیں ہو. You're nothing. So he went to all his murids and then he sent them all away. He said, Sheikh said, I have nothing. All of you go back to your places. Then he stayed there with the Sheikh. Or he made such mujahada after that, that after he got the khilafah, whoever came with whatever kind of heart, battar aadmi uske paas bhi, battar qalb ke saath bhi, pahuncha. By the time he left from there, his whole life will become number by staying with that person. You see? But first we have to understand that we have weaknesses. If we think we are kamilin, then there's no scope left for improvement. So what's the use going to the mashayikh then? It's a effort in vain. You see? And then kamil also, you can't get that level of kamal or a certificate of kamal from any person. Certificate of kamal, Hazrat gives, Shah Wasila gives example. He says that there was one king, he told the Nai, Nai is the Baba, see, that if you can do my face, trim my beard and mustache while I'm asleep and I don't get up, I'll give you laqab. Being the Khalifa. So one day when he was sleeping, he took his scissors, he took all his equipment, and he went and he dug the whole king's face, everything, and that fellow never even get up. Right? Then the king gave him the cup. Then when he comes home to his wife tells him, that king's laqab uska koi aatibar nahi hai. That king gave you this whole laqab, there's no consideration, because what does he know about barbering? You must get four barbers to judge your work first. Char nai ko bulao. Call four barbers, let them judge how you cut, how you trimmed everything, and if they tell you it's perfect, then uska aatibar hoga. Then we can say, samjha, ye aadmi sahib e kamal hai. If any person comes and tells us you sahib e kamal, you don't become sahib e kamal. Samjha mein aayi baat? You have to get it from the right people. Then only you will be considered to be kamal. Otherwise, you're not kamal. And those that are kamilin, they will never say we kamilin. They will not even get the waswasa of being kamil. That is the sign of their kamal. The sign of their kamal is that they never consider them to be kamil. Never consider oneself. Always consider somebody else is better than me. You are better than me. You are better than me. Everyone is better than me. Everyone is better than me. They learn. You learn the lesson. Sometimes amal can bring kibr. Sometimes ilm can bring kibr. Shaitan, what a big abid he was. Where the kibr came from? From his ibadat. So much sajda to me. Gaya shaitan mara aisa ek sajde ke na karne par hazaro baras sajda mein sar mara to kya mara? For thousands of years he was making sajda. What kind of sajda he made? He never humbled him, never brought him tawadhu. He thought he's superior than everybody else. Gaya shaitan mara. He was gone, Allah kicked him out. So this is very big sabak. So then Hazrat says, Allah Ta'ala told Ibrahim bin Adham, tum banda ban jao. Become the servant of Allah Ta'ala. So banda ban gaye. And then he became Allah Ta'ala's close friend. He gave up his kingdom, he went in the jungles, he made ajeeb mujahada, and he became very, very close to Allah Ta'ala. He doesn't see, we are Allah's mehman in this world. This world belongs to Allah. We belong to Allah. Everything belongs to Allah. We are Allah's mehman. Right? Allah is the mehman, we the mehman. Will the mehman cause taklif to the mehman? When you go to somebody's house and he says that you, I'm the host, you the guest, will you cause taklif to the host? So in this world, who is our host? Allah Ta'ala is our host. Why cause taklif to Allah Ta'ala? By making guna, committing sin. Why do that? Fear Allah Ta'ala. He's our host. And in the hadith it comes, Hazrat says that you are a host for 3 days. But this 3 days is not the 3 days of this world. One day of this world is equivalent to 1,000 days in the akhirah. So 3 days means 3,000 days, Allah's mezmani. So if you live for 60 years, Allah was only your mezman for 60 years out of 3,000. The balance will get in akhirah. Allah Ta'ala will make our mezbani in akhirah. We will be Allah's mehman then. So don't cause taklif to Allah Ta'ala by being disobedient to Allah Ta'ala. That is a very big crime. For a salik, they have to kill the nafs. Kill the nafs. And I always mention that we can get ill. But if there's futur in our akhlaq, then afterwards, no matter how much knowledge we have, the weaknesses and cracks can be visible. Because we never get tarbiyat. We have to go and recognize our nafs. What is our nafs? So Shah Wasila Rahmatullah mentioned one person came, he was bare to another sheikh. So he says one day, I was having majlis, and after I was having a session of bayat, and this person, I knew his bayat to somebody else, but he came by me and he put his hand inside of me. So I said to him, "What are you doing now? What are you doing?" So I take your hand away because you bayat to somebody. He said, "No, Hazrat. He still put himself inside." So anyway, Hazrat left me. After everything went to have finished, Hazrat called him. He told him, "Why you done like this?" He said, "Hazrat, when I came by you, I recognized my nafs. I got deen from you. That is why I realized that I'm benefiting from you. That's why I put my hand inside." And Hazrat Shah Wasallah Rahmatullah Ali mentions that Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, referring to Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali, he said that Maulana Fateh Muhammad said, "Deen ki muhabbat mere dil mein paida hui." The muhabbat of the deen of Allah Ta'ala, I got it from Maulana Fateh Muhammad Sahib. When I looked at him, the love of the deen came into my heart. Just by looking at him. The love of Allah Ta'ala's deen came into my heart just by looking at him. And then he said, when I went to Maulana Hazrat Maulana Yaqub Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, Sadr Mudarris of the Oban, Wahapar, from there I got ilm deen ki ma'rifat, the recognition of the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ilm of the deen of Allah ta'ala. I got that ma'rifat by staying in the company of Hazrat Maulana Yaqub Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. Therefore, it is very, very important that we humble ourselves for Allah Ta'ala. And Ahlullah's tawajjuh is not a small thing. It's a very, very big thing. Hazrat Shah Wasila Rahmatullah Ali gives the waqi'ah of Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullah Ali was a great saint. When the people go in Jamaat, the Markaz, in Nizamuddin, the original Markaz. So that's where the name Nizamuddin comes from Hazrat Shah Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullah. His maqbara is just, his grave is just round the corner from the Markaz. So one day he was very, very sick. So they brought one Hindu jogi, Hindu fellow. That fellow, he could, via muraqabah, if a person has sickness, he could extract the sickness via muraqabah. So they started taking Hazrat to his house, and achanak Hazrat opened his eyes. "Where are you taking me? Take me back home." So they took him back home. And one day what happened, he slept away, Hazrat. And he ended up by that fellow. They took him back there. He was very, very sick. So when that person done what he done, and Hazrat became conscious, then Hazrat spoke to him and told him, "How did you get this kamal to do what you have done?" He said that, "I was taught to make mukhalafat of my nafs." This is a Hindu thing. Oppose the nafs. Then Hazrat told him that, "What is your view regarding Islam?" He says, "I hate Islam." But Hazrat said, "What principle did they teach you? You must make mukhalafat of your nafs. So if you hate Islam now, you must oppose that. You must start loving Islam." So Hazrat in that way gave him da'wat. And he was true to his word. That jogi became a Muslim. And after he accepted Islam, shor mach gaya tha. Everywhere, whole people talking. That look at Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya's maqam. That the jogi said that he became Muslim on the hands of Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullah. And then so many villages of Hindus, they all accepted Islam after that. All his followers, they all accepted Islam after that. And one of the important signs that a person is benefiting from the mashayikh is that he's finding enjoyment in his salah. Finding enjoyment in the salah is a very big sign ke uska dil durust ho raha hai. Heart is coming right. Heart is inclined towards salah. When he goes to the masjid, His heart is mu'allaq with the masjid. After one namaz, he's waiting for the next namaz. Namaz ki barakatay hoti hai. There are many barakats in salah. And he gives a waqi'ah, Hazrat. He actually gave two waqi'ahs, and I'll conclude with that. He says there was one person who was in mulazim. He was working by somebody. He was a mulazim type of a person. Then he used to go stand in the queue, that somebody come and hire me, and I can do some of his chores, he pay me end of the day. So he used to go stand in the line. But so it happened like that, that nobody would take him. Now when nobody takes him, what is going to stand and do? He goes in the masjid, he reads namaz, starts reading salah. So every day is happening like that. Now the wife and them, they need food in the house. How is he going to give them food? So he went in the jungle one day, he started looking for wild berries and all that to bring home so at least he can give them something to eat. Then he told them, he made excuse. He asked, where's the money? He said, no, the person I'm working for, he'll pay me mountain. When I finish my job, mountain, I'll get money. So tal matol kar diya. He delayed the whole thing. Then when the mountain came, now what excuse is going to make? He doesn't know now. He's very parashan, he's going home empty-handed. When he goes home, he can hear the pots in the house making noise. What happened here all of a sudden? So he opened the door, he asked his wife, what happened? I see you cooking food. He says, one person knocked our door and he came to say that your boss who you were working for, he sent this for you. Allah made the ghaibi nizam for him. Send food to his house. And every month, Shah Rasulullah says, Allah's ghaibi nizam would be that that person will come and drop a food by his house. Says, somebody sent it, his boss sent it for him the food. He said, this is the barakat of salah. And one more waqiyah. He says there was one person, he was a jailer. So they told him, take this person and go take him to the jail or transport him somewhere. So it was namaz time. Now he's going with the person. And as he's traveling, it's namaz time. So he told him, you stand here. I'm going to read namaz. Don't go away anywhere. He's telling the person who was in the jail, I'm going for salah, you just stand here. He go and perform namaz, he comes back, this person is gone, he's right. He ran away. Now he's parishan. What's going to happen? So he goes now, but the people knew he's very late. So he goes back to the officials and he tells them, this is what happened. So now do whatever you want to do. I couldn't let my namaz become qadha. So I had to do what I done. This fellow ran away. I don't know where he is. So in a time like that, when something like that happens, then normally they just strike you off. You lost your job. So that you never followed instructions, stuff like that. They just give you your letter of resignation and all that. So they told him, alright, hang on. We won't do that. Go look for him first. Now imagine he is thinking in his mind, where am I going to find this child? So he goes to look. Now he's looking. He doesn't know where to go. So he says, best thing, I'm tired now, I'll go in my house. I'll just sit in my house. Next thing, somebody knocks the door of his house. That same person came. Said, take me back to the jail. He says, why are you saying like that? Take me. Why did you come back? He says that when I ran away from you, every time I try to run away in the opposite direction, I start going blind. And then when I'm running towards your place, my eyesight coming back. So to save my own eyesight, I rather be inside and still have my eyesight than be outside without my eyesight. So Hazrat says, look, when a person is obedient to Allah Ta'ala and is subservient to Allah Ta'ala, he won't break Allah Ta'ala's laws, then how much of barakat he attains from unseen avenues that he never even dreamt of. Allah starts protecting him, Allah Ta'ala starts helping him, Allah Ta'ala takes care of all his needs. So this is very, very important. This is a condensation of two majlises, one of Hazrat Shah Wasfullah Rahmatullah Ali, as well as Hazrat Maulana Qamru Zaman Sahib, Damat Barakatum. May Allah Ta'ala give these mashayikh high maqam in the akhirat. Let us follow in their naqsh qadam. May Allah Ta'ala and all our other mashayikh who have passed away, Allah Ta'ala fill their qubur with nur. And those that are living, may Allah keep their saya over us in shade for a very long time. And the maqsad for which we came in the Darul Uloom, may Allah Ta'ala make us successful in our maqsad. Allah give us good ilm, ilm and nafi'. Give us tawfiq to make amal on our ilm. Allah Ta'ala also give us good akhlaq. And then when we go back to our communities, may Allah use us for the ihya of His deen with ikhlas and istiqamah and maqbooliyat. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We will make zikr inshallah. And then we will make the zikr from the dua inshallah.